You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Running from buildings to branding and fashion to typography and manufacturing, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, I ask the question, why have architectural competitions? What do the new site for the Museum of London, the Acropolis, and Tokyo's 2020 Olympic Stadium have in common? Well, along with thousands of other buildings all over the world, their design was chosen through an architectural competition. Now, such competitions have plenty of critics. Some say that they waste people's time, with call-outs typically spurring dozens of practices to spend thousands of hours drawing up entries, almost all of which will remain unrealised. They can also get messy and political. Kengo Kuma's proposal for the Tokyo Olympic Stadium was chosen through a second competition. The original winning design by the late great Zaha Hadid was scrapped unceremoniously last year, triggering a spat between the two architects. So why have them? Here are three reasons. First, competitions are good for clients. With thousands of potential architects to choose from, it can be difficult to know where to begin when commissioning a building. A well-organised competition can help generate the best possible ideas for a brief and bring them to the client's attention. Malcolm Redding is a man who knows this better than most. He's the founder of Malcolm Redding Consultants, the leading independent organiser of architectural competitions in the UK. He thinks that they're more useful now than ever.
Commissioning buildings is much more complex now than it was in the past. Usually one single promoter or client and picked his or her architect and got on with it. But you've got projects now, particularly in London, for instance, where you've got these very large pieces of the city which are being rebuilt. They're more than just architecture. They're urbanism, landscaping, placemaking. And therefore, finding an architect or finding a professional team for that who have a wide range of experience, some international experience as well, is a critical thing for clients nowadays.
Second, competitions are good for architects. The best ones stimulate new ideas and creative thinking, providing relief from the practical constraints of real-world commissions. They also offer up-and-coming architects a springboard onto the international stage. Jacob van Rees is one of the founders of Rotterdam-based architecture firm MVRDV. He's convinced that even those competition entries that don't get built are well worth the effort.
They definitely have a value because every project contains sort of inventions and new ideas or certain solutions that we could apply again in a different context. So you have a sort of a catalogue of a lot of ideas and unbuilt solutions that could be reused, certainly. Not that we keep on repeating ourselves, but it is nevertheless obvious that there's certain efficiency in testing and exploring an idea in different contexts. And that happens. You know, sometimes you have a solution that could work in a different location, in a different scale, or you combine certain ideas towards something new. So that's definitely worth doing it. And at least we have the model, we always say. Sometimes you lose a competition and there's a beautiful model. And something to ease the pain, we say, yeah, at least you have the model. At least you have the pictures.
Finally, competitions are good for architecture. They generate a huge number of plans that ultimately enrich the marketplace of architectural ideas. And if organisers want to maximise the impact of their competition, they should make sure that the best entries are promoted and made available for reference, even if they don't win. Here's James Taylor Foster, European Editor-at-Large for architecture website ArcDaily.
This vast pool of unbuilt projects, which exist and have existed since the architectural competition began, you can trace it all the way back to medieval times. In fact, the Acropolis in Athens was actually a competition that was 2,500 years ago. Ultimately, in this kind of long lineage of unbuilts, you find a massive pool for inspiration for practicing architects and also for students. In Switzerland, only a couple of years ago, a municipality actually published all of the second, third, and honourable mention competition entries for housing and consolidated them into one book. And what you find is this incredible resource for housing typologies, which people refer to when they're working on competitions and designing housing now all over the world. So it never goes to waste, even though it might not be making an impact in a physical way.
Though they can be frustrating, bureaucratic, and occasionally can seem unfair, architectural competitions still do more good than harm. And if enough thought and energy is put into making them work properly, they could generate the next Acropolis. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast at any time. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening and goodbye.